T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Ahead of the APEC conference, the city of San Francisco cleared the homeless encampments in the downtown area. Some were moved just a couple of blocks. Others were moved into shelters. And for now, many of those prominent encampments have yet to return. But how long will that last? For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, you going with the over or the under on that?
I'm going with the over. I mean, I think it's going to last for a little bit, and then, like a rubber band that gets stretched, it kind of goes back to its old shape. And I based just that on the past, whether it was the Super Bowl or whether it was other events like Dreamforce Sales Convention here in San Francisco. The city has put big efforts to getting the homeless out of the financial district, and they've been good at that, and I think they can keep them out of there. But you're still going to have the mentally out there. You're going to have others as well. And the fringes are going to return. That's just a fact of life in San Francisco.
Well, you move the homeless off the streets, they got to go somewhere. Where did they go?
Well, they went into the Tenderloin again, which, remember, was the hot spot coming out of the COVID epidemic. And it became sort of the place where all of the TV and news cameras were focused in the past, because it was such an abomination to see those tents on the streets and the open drug dealing. And the big call came for, let's clean up the streets. Okay, so we did that. San Francisco is now spending $94 million a year on street cleaning. It's got 350 people out there doing that. And that means including cleaning up and homeless encampments. They're spending $1 billion on homeless services. And yet, you know, it's not necessarily going away. It's moving around. Where this time the cameras were focused on APEC. I don't know if they're going to go back to the Tenderloin, Eric, because other cities are starting to see what San Francisco saw, you know, growth in these areas, in these problems, and it's becoming more universal. So I don't know if us changing them around is going to change it, or just people's perception. And there's one other thing, let's not forget. Unlike big cities where, you know, you can move the homeless out, let's say, from downtown Manhattan out to the Bronx, San Francisco's 48 square miles. There's not a lot of room for them to move, and they're going to wind up someplace in somebody else's front yard.
You know, since I moved to the Bay Area a long time ago, the homeless problem has been here, and it's gotten worse, and there have been all kinds of fixes thrown at it. Why is it so intractable?
Well, a couple of things. It's all up and down the West Coast, and I would say a lot of it has to do with the weather. You know, you don't have tremendously hot summers here like you do in the South, or freezing cold winters like you do in Chicago or St. Louis or East St. Louis. You have a liberal atmosphere, and we have programs, and programs attract other people. So every person we take off the streets, often somebody else comes and takes their place. But you know what's interesting, Eric? You know, it hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse, not only here, but throughout the Bay Area. You know, and I was looking at, you know, how San Francisco is trying to redirect the narrative. We're hearing about that. And the last ad campaign that you and I were talking about was the commercial they put out that featured everybody saying it all starts here. Innovation, technology, it all starts here. Well, you know something? It all starts here with the problems as well, whether it's homeless or fentanyl or a host of other things. San Francisco just tends to be on the cutting edge, and sometimes it cuts both ways.
Yep. Yin meet yang. Okay. Phil, enjoy your turkey day.
Okay, we'll slice into that. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Bill, over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.